Lansing's new poet laureate says she plans to continue to spread the love for poetry in the community. Former poet laureate Rulaine Stokes passed the symbolic laurel to Subin Nur Kuli last week. For Inside the Arts, I talked with Nur Kuli about her goals for her 2-year term.
Congratulations. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell our listeners about yourself. This is your first time here as Lansing's new poet laureate.
Yes, it is an honor and a pleasure. I have been a resident of Lansing for 20 years now, as of this year.
And you do what, besides poetry?
Besides poetry, I'm an assistant professor of African American and African Studies at Michigan State University. So that is my day job and my joy.
Let's get right into one of your works. You have treated us with an original poem for your first appearance here on WKAR. It's called Aging Roads.
We have named the potholes. The one on the corner of Mount Hope and MLK is a meteor maker, reverence required, concentration and weather permitting, miss. Miss when I could lose myself in thought, focus on nothing and get to where I need. Miss it, and you won't have to turn your music all the way down after connecting with the edges of its depth. A plastic bag mimics a squirrel frantically deciding between directions, the chimera of coffee as a cure for insomnia. I am now on Waverly. This pothole has babies, following her like a row of ducklings behind a mother. Mother, may I please not hit this one? Not today. It takes a series of practicabilities, control, connection, not communicating what you need, but saying it in a roundabout way. Back rubs, belly aches, laughter and loss of memory, singing and remembering people in different timelines and moments. Grief suspended, misty and dense, grief unfolding and unyielding. What do we do for others in a place of what we need for ourselves? Cleaning, adorning, color, shopping, stream of consciousness and notions for inspiration. Black people can smell the rain coming, the weather as phenomena, as survival, generosity as an end to self.
Aging Roads, Subin Nur Kuli. Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you.
With your reign as poet laureate just beginning, what sort of initial plans do you have?
Okay, so again, as poet laureate, I am required to do readings in the Tri-County region as well as some workshops. So I proposed two things. For the readings, I proposed a series called Pop-Up Poetry, and I'm still kind of envisioning what that will look like, but rather than, I think Lansing is full of poetry and people who love poetry, but we kind of gather together, whereas the concept of pop-up is to just kind of pop up on others who don't know they love poetry yet. So one of my themes was go green and then have a reading at Van Atta's or Horrocks. Another one was brew ideas, so shopping, going to breweries or coffee shops in the area for pop-up poetry. And then for my workshops, the title is kind of funny, but it's Poetry in Motion, commonly used, but I'm looking at ways in which we are inspired by nature. So taking a stroll through a downtown, a walk, at Francis Park, for example, or a hike. So a stroll, walk, or hike with me, and then we'll write poetry inspired by our time in nature in Lansing. Those are two concepts among many other things I'm hoping to do.
Well, Subin, these are exciting times for you. Again, congratulations. We look forward to having you back on Inside the Arts. Subin Nur Kuli is Lansing's new poet laureate. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Scott.
With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.